Patient's name is Jenna Francis, first name J-E-N-N-A, last name F-R-A-N-C-I-S, date of birth is 4/13/2009, date of service is 2/9/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness. This 12-year-old female presents to the clinic accompanied by her mom. Mom states that yesterday she had a sudden onset of a left ear ache, and she states that her ear was ringing all day. A patient does have quite a significant history involving her right ear from when she was born, and states that she is completely deaf in her right ear. They have not seen an audiologist in quite some time. As the audiologist told them, if they have anything acute, go see the urgent care or their PCP. Allergies, known and drug allergies, current med denies, medical history, deaf in the right ear, surgical history denies, social history denies, drugs, ETOH or smoke, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, heart rate 76, respiratory rate 16, temp 98, O2 sat 99, and she weighs 105 pounds. Physical exam, general, she's alert, pleasant, cooperative, well-nourished, well-groomed, H-E-E-N-T. Her right tympanic membrane's completely intact with no abnormality, but the left tympanic membrane is very cloudy, possible fluid behind her TM. Neck negative, JVD, normal range of motion, chest F1-S2, respirations, even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sounds, sounds 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait steady, and skin swarm dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan. Number one, allergic rhinitis. Number two, left ear pain due to the patient having several issues with her ear in the past. I'm going to go ahead and give her a prescription of amoxicillin to take twice a day for 10 days. Mom does request her to have an eardrop because she was unable to sleep due to the pain last night. So I will write her an antibiotic eardrop of polymyxin and neomycin and hydrocortisone for the steroid effect, but I told her to only use it one time a day. And mom does agree. If patient doesn't begin feeling better in 5 to 7 days after being on antibiotics, I do encourage them to go to the audiologist for reevaluation. Mom does agree with this plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.